We're talking today on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network with Dr. Frank Mittlener, who recently spoke with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association at the Iowa Cattle Industry Leadership Summit that took place in Altoona. Dr. Mittlener, thanks so much for coming on our program today. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course, and we really appreciate your time. And you might start off, Dr. Mittlener, telling our listeners more about your line of work and your background, if you would.
Sure. I am an air quality specialist at UC Davis, University of California in Davis, in the Animal Science Department. And my role this year that I'm a professor, and I teach, do research and extension on everything livestock and air.
You had a presentation with the cattlemen, as we just referenced, and it looks like the title of that seminar was called Rethinking Methane, Livestock's Path to Climate Neutrality. Dr. Mittlener, can you go into this seminar with for our listeners, and what was your message to the cattle producers in Iowa?
Yeah, so there are several greenhouse gases, and greenhouse gases are those that contribute to our planet warming up. And here in particular, methane plays a major role for us in animal agriculture. Why? Because that is the gas that particularly ruminant animals belch out. It's also produced by their manure. And most people see methane as a liability. I'm not among those. I think that methane is more of an asset than a liability, because we certainly don't want to increase it over time, meaning produce more and more and more. But if we produce it at a constant level, then a constant contribution of methane will not add to additional warming, to additional global warming. Why not? Because methane is not just produced, but there's actually also a removal process for methane in the atmosphere. So if you have a constant release of methane, then the same amount that's produced is also destroyed. If you manage to reduce that gas, then you actively pull this gas, you pull carbon from the atmosphere, and you can induce something called negative warming. And negative warming is a fancy word for cooling. So that's why I say that I see methane more as an opportunity than a liability, because if we manage it, if we reduce it, then we can help other sectors to offset their emissions as well.
So I'm curious, how about the research aspect of looking at a particular topic such as this one here, when you're talking about livestock's path to climate neutrality? Can you give some insight on what kind of research you've done?
Yeah, so if you manage to reduce methane strongly, then you are reducing the warming, okay? Then you're literally reducing the warming, but you're still producing some other greenhouse gases. And so after a while, if you reduce methane strong enough, then it will offset, meaning it will undo other greenhouse gases that come also from an operation, to a point where this farm or ranch will become climate neutral. Where this farm or ranch, despite the fact that cattle belch and manure produces methane, where we manage that well enough so that this operation no longer has any negative impact on our climate. That is the point by which that ranch or farm will reach climate neutrality. If methane reduction continues beyond climate neutrality, then you can sell off. You can sell off those offset credits to other industries such as BP, Chevron, Texaco, and so on, who will buy it. So I see many farms in a place like California where farmers now sell their carbon credits and get a sizable chunk of money for it.
Very interesting. And I know in my conversations with the Cattlemen's Association here in Iowa, you know, they really hit on the fact that they really believe that, you know, the farmers, they're the true environmental stewards of the land. Can you talk about the role that farmers can have in not only lowering carbon emissions, but mitigating climate change?
Yeah, it can happen in several ways. So the first one is the obvious, that you just reduce emissions. That, for example, you feed additives or so to reduce the amount of methane, let's say, that cattle give off. But in addition to just lowering emissions, farmers and ranchers can also help to trap greenhouse gases, help to trap carbon in the ground. It's a process that's called carbon sequestration. And what that means is that the plants that we grow on our farms and ranches, they take carbon out of the air during photosynthesis. They take CO2 out of the air and store that carbon from the CO2 in the plant as cellulose or starch. The majority of it doesn't stay above ground, but goes below ground into the roots, and from the roots into the soil where it's stored by microbes, by soil microbes. And that process of carbon from the air being stored in the ground is called soil carbon sequestration. And it's only agriculture and forestry that can do it. And that is really a pretty phenomenal process that that is possible and that is happening and that I think we need to get some credit for.
Yeah, the carbon credits and carbon marketplace has been a very big topic in agriculture in 2021. Dr. Mittlener, do you expect that to continue into the new year?
I have no doubt about it. I see in a place like California, where this is probably starting, that the dairy sector in particular has taken this by the horns. We have a strong law that mandates the reduction of methane to the order of 40%, 40. So our farmers need to reduce methane by 40%. And they have started doing so a few years ago by covering lagoons where the manure is stored. So many farmers have since then covered their lagoons, and instead of releasing that biogas just into the air, they now trap the biogas and make it into a fuel type. It's called RNG, or renewable natural gas. And this RNG is then sold off to vehicle fleets that use it as transportation fuel. This conversion of biogas from covered lagoons to fuel is considered the most carbon negative fuel type there is, meaning that's a very good thing. And it generates very strong credits called the low carbon fuel standard credits. And our farmers get significant money for it. This is probably one of the greatest financial incentives to reduce emissions that has ever existed. And not just our California dairies hopping onto this, but also those from other states that can sell into the California market. I think this will be a model, and I think it will catch on elsewhere.
Dr. Mittlener, thanks so much for being with us here today. Before we let you go, did you have any final thoughts or final highlights from your presentation with the cattlemen you'd like to pass along?
Well, I think, first of all, it is important for farmers and ranchers to understand this is not a topic that will go away. It is also a topic that's real, okay? Livestock does emit these gases, but to understand what's real and what's not is important. Once we know how much emissions, let's say, we contribute, we should commit to reductions and then aggressively pursue them. And then once we do achieve those reductions, we should be paid for achieving those reductions, just like other sectors do as well. And I think that these issues that we're discussing here are more of an asset than a liability, but only if the agricultural sector comes around and views it as such. So don't be worried about it, don't be scared about it, but view it for the potential it poses.
Dr. Mittlener, thanks again for the time. We appreciate you coming on our program. Stay safe, and hopefully we can catch up again down the line.
Very well. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.